Well, we had our football hopes turned upside down not so long ago. But you know what? The future is bright because there are a whole slew of new young stars about to pounce on the Irish football scene. No better man to talk to about it than a scout, football scout from Manchester United. His name is Gerry Reddy and he's on the phone to Today FM right now. Hi, Gerry.
How are you?
Well, good, thanks. So tell us, who are the big names and where are they right now?
Well, I suppose you have to go to the 21s, really. I mean, we've got the ones that everybody knows about, like Daryl Horgan and Shani Maguire, who've already started being on the fringe of it. But
yeah,
as under 21s, you've got Conor Masterson, who's with Liverpool, and he's already been on the bench for Liverpool's first team. I think it was against Exeter last season. But he's on his way up, there's no doubt about that. And there's a lad called Declan Rice, who's actually born in England, but he's a really, really good player who can play in various different positions, who's with West Ham.
And has he declared for Ireland?
Oh, he declared for Ireland going back like about 4 years ago, And he's already got the under-19 player of the year last year.
Wow.
And he's really good. Like, he's a big lad and he can play. And as I say, he's been in West Ham's first team. I don't know what's going to happen now with the new manager in West Ham, because obviously things like that affect all
they
these
do,
lads.
Yeah.
I used to be with Sheffield United and a lad came to us, Graham Kelly, a really, really good player. He was there for 4 years and he had three managers in 4 years.
Right.
So, you know, these are the problems that the lads face, apart from the fact that obviously they have a lot of talent when they go over.
Well, isn't that the thing? I mean, like, I know a few lads have been in England and they've come home and played in the League of Ireland or whatever, and isn't it the case that the wealth of talent is so great that, you know, to be picked up by a club and maybe go into the youth academy is some achievement, but to actually graduate through the rankings and make your way up is so, so difficult. And then to break into the first team at a young age is practically impossible, really.
Well, it's very, very difficult for them. And like years ago with fellas like Damien Duff and Robbie Keane and all those fellas, it wasn't so bad. There weren't so many Continentals playing in England at the time.
Mm.
So there was a pathway for them. But it's just very, very difficult now, because with Manchester United, like, I know Ireland played Poland at under-15s last week, and I was basically told to look at the Polish.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
So, like, you know, they're looking, they already know who the best players are in Ireland. I don't mean that
yeah,
they
sure
just poo-pooed the Irish fellas. I don't mean that. I mean that, you know, they've got an international base of scouts that are just reporting from Egypt to, you know,
yeah,
all Africa, all around the world. You know, so it's very difficult for these Irish lads. Now, at 19s, at the under-19s, we've really got that under-21 side, by the way, qualified unbeaten for the Euros. The under-19s did the same thing, and they've got Leo Connor, who's with Manchester United. And he's a fullback now, and he's really, really good.
He's a Waterford lad, is he?
Yeah, yeah, he's really good.
And there's a young goalkeeper at Man United as well?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know too much about him, to be honest with you, because I'm only with Manchester United in the last 7 months or so.
Right.
But, yeah, he's supposed to be coming through. There's another goalkeeper called Mark Travers, who's with Bournemouth, who's really, really good as well.
And
you've got Lee in Man United. You've got Jordan Doherty, who I got for Sheffield United, who's got the Young Player of the Year as well. And the FEI Young Player of the Year. And then, you know, when you go younger than that, if you want to go down that far, you know, you've got some really good talent, but it's at under 17. So we've got a bit to wait with that. We've got Troy Parrott, who's with Belvedere and he's going to Tottenham. And you've Adam Ida from Cork, who's going to Norwich. Barry Coffey, who's gone to Celtic. And Jason Knight with Derby. Now, they'd be the pick of the ones to me.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait a long time for those 17.
Well, of course, yeah, 17.
You know?
But, I mean, we've seen the kind of the key that an absolutely world-class player, the difference they can make to a team. For example, Wales without Gareth Bale, we went and won in Cardiff. If we had played without Christian Eriksen for Denmark, if they didn't have him, I think we would have won over the two legs. I mean, obviously he was just such a catalyst and the result was so terrible here. But without him, they're just a pretty average side. So the question that people want to know is, like, we've had our Robbie Keanes, we've had our Roy Keanes, but, like, do we have world-class talent? Is there someone kind of bubbling to the surface that we're going to, you know, in a few years just be going, he's the reason.
The Irish Messi. Is there one out there?
Well, no, there's not an Irish Messi. There's definitely not an Irish Messi, but there's not many other Messis anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
Country, you know. I mean, the England under-17s just won the World Cup.
They did.
Right. Now, there's only two of them playing for their first team in England. And, you know, I think one of them played last night, scored a few goals now for Fulham against Sheffield United. But it's just difficult for all these lads. Like, you know, you can see somebody that's just, they get into the first team and then with experience, they become a far, far, far better player.
Right.
Our biggest problem is getting exposure to that first team. We're not going to produce a Messi. Well, I don't think we are. But, as I said, there's not many other countries that do either. And
do you think it's produced, though, Jerry? Or is that just raw talent? I mean, is that just the look of the gods and genes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, can we actually produce, like, can we change the way we, like, the Spanish went through a renaissance in football and they put it down to the way they kind of changed grassroots football. I mean, is that real?
Yeah, I think that with a better system. But, like, we've always, if you go back as far as you want to go back, we've always relied on England to polish our players off.
Mm.
So basically, Damien Duff, he just comes along to 15 or 16 years of age. He was playing for Joey's and then he went to Kevin's. And then he got transferred to Blackburn Rovers. And then a few years later, he gets into the first team.
Yeah.
Because there was a pathway then. There wasn't so many, as I said already, continental players playing. But now, they can't get this opportunity, so they come back to the League of Ireland, or maybe they drop down leagues and play for somebody like Stevenage and all like that.
Sure.
But coming back to the production side of things, we do produce quite a lot of good players with natural talent.
Yeah.
But, you know, the competition isn't strong enough in the League of Ireland to be able to produce fellas that are going to walk straight into the first team or into the international team and play and become a top player, we'd say, like Eriksen.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago, and it is years ago too, 7 or 8 years ago, I used to work for Celtic and had a meeting with Martin O'Neill. Martin O'Neill said to me then that, you know, if you look at a player, and he's only talking about Celtic in Scotland, obviously. He said, if you look at a player who starts football, say at 6 or 7 years of age, and he goes all the way to the Celtic reserve team. Now, that's taken in all his youth and everything like that, and all that experience that's gained all along the way there. He said to me, it's a bigger jump to go from the reserves into the first team than that jump from six to stay in the first team.
Of all the players that you've discovered or uncovered, which one are you most proud of?
Well, that's a bit difficult, but fellas that played for me would be, I would have more of a sort of an allegiance to, like Keith Andrews.
Right.
And Richie Partridge, who went to Liverpool and was struck down badly by, you know, two cruciate knee ligament injuries when he had broken into the first team. And he did come back shortly. For a short time, and he went to Coventry on loan, and he was really brilliant in Coventry. But unfortunately, the knee damage
his game is based on pace.
So I've got Joe Murphy, who's still over there. You've got to understand, these fellas are all 36 now. Joe's still playing in goal. He got a few international caps.
Finally, Jerry, would you be confident about the state of Irish football over the next, say, decade of the people that you know are coming through? In a quick answer.
Well, I'm worried about what's happening with the National League. I just feel that the National League is a good idea, but all the best kids now are going to be playing with Shamrock Rovers, and, well, they're doing a good job, there's no doubt about that, but Shelbourne and Bohemians and all these, and they're not going to be playing for the Joeys and the Kevins and the Home Farms and the Selamars And that's the thing that worries me, because these people are the ones with the proven record.
Yeah.
These are the clubs that have brought the players through in the past. Anybody you want to mention, Damien Duff, down to Johnny Giles, all those players. The DDSL club in Dublin, which has 20,000 kids playing every week, they're the ones that have produced those players. All the people in there in those clubs now are cast aside, and it's gone on to the National League. Hopefully, I mean, it looks like it's well organised and all like that, but I'm not really sure.
Sure.
I'm just not sure whether they have the personnel to be able to bring the players through.
Okay.
Well, at the same time, we'll keep an eye out for some of those names, and it's great to see that we are still producing great footballing talent, and hopefully they will be the stars of the future.
Yeah, and as a Manchester United fan, Jerry, just steal all the good ones from Man United there. Thanks very much, all right?
Well, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Get out. You're a spy, Jerry. Listen, Jerry Reddy, scout with Manchester United. Thanks for talking to us today. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks very much.
See you, Jerry. Bye-bye.